And we can keep dreaming of a white Christmas. Snow is falling on parts of Western Washington, but it won't last. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. Hi, Cliff.
Hi. Well, this is as close as you're going to get to a white Christmas, I'm afraid. It's still pretty good.
What is the latest on the white stuff out there?
Well, the worst is over right now. We had the snow coming into the Puget Sound area around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And there's still some light snow, especially from Seattle northward into northwest Washington. But for most people, they've seen the bulk of what they're going to get. And the numbers range from 3/4 of an inch to about 3 inches over the metropolitan area. Few people had more, but that's the general range of snow.
So what's in the forecast for the rest of the weekend?
Well, today we'll see a little bit of light snow still, especially in northwest Washington. It'll back off as it turns to rain. It's going to start warming up later on. But there's not a lot of precipitation out there. So basically, it'll start warming up, and the winds are going to pick up today as well, you know, maybe getting up to 20, 30 miles per hour. So you'll notice the winds. Then Saturday is going to be a partly cloudy day here in the lowlands, you know, not much precipitation at all. There'll be a few lingering snow showers up in the mountains, but that's about it. And then another weather system comes in on Sunday, and that's going to be all rain in western Washington. Probably be cloudy almost the whole day, and temperatures up into the lower to mid-40s. So, you know, pretty blah day, a little bit more snow in the mountains. And then for next week, we'll have a weak system on Monday, and then this big ridge develops again. So it looks like Tuesday and then Wednesday, you know, Christmas Day, is going to be dry. And I think we'll even see some sun, partly sunny, and temperatures getting up into the mid-40s. So actually, it's going to be very nice weather the middle part of the week.
So sunny weather for Christmas?
I think we could actually see a little bit of sun, you know, partly cloudy. And there's a weather system going to the north, probably a little bit worse if you go to the north part of the state. But I think people could see sun, and it certainly looks like it's going to be dry for most people on Christmas Day.
Are we going to have pretty clouds, like, you know, with dynamic weather and light rushing between it?
Not much. No, actually, you know, this ridge has been unbelievably persistent, and it just keeps on coming back. So, you know, we've been drier than normal for the whole fall, and there's no hint that this is going to stop. And next week's going to be another one, an unusually dry week for the end of December.
That pressure system. So what about air travel for the holidays in the next few days? Any indication of how the weather's going to affect the situation in the airport?
Well, not around here. I mean, we're going to have really good weather. But, I mean, the issue is if we have a ridge over us, then the eastern part of the country tends to have a trough. So that'll probably imply that the weather is going to go downhill if you fly to the eastern side of the U.S. But around here, it should be fine. I mean, the only problem we can get when we have big ridges is we can get fog forming. And that's the worst that we can see, this low fog. But the nice thing is we can come out of it. Another nice thing about this snow is it really refreshed things up in the mountains. So a lot of the ski areas have, you know, like a foot of snow.
It was so beautiful looking at the views yesterday. I mean, just stunning views of the mountains around the South Sound anyway.
Right. So, you know, Stevens and Crystal and Baker are just going to have, you know, much better conditions. I mean, the big question is whether there'll be enough snow for Snoqualmie to open. Because if they don't get enough from this event and what happens on Sunday, that's it in terms of what snow they're going to have for the Christmas holiday.
So, Cliff, what about the accuracy of current forecasting? Have you gotten it mostly right?
Well, I think we did very well in this event, except one thing, and that is I think we overplayed it a bit. The models were going a little bit wetter, a little snowier. We were off maybe by an inch and a half. So we were off that way. But compared to what we could do 20, 30 years ago, this was a pretty successful forecast.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations, and you'll find links to all kinds of resources at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.